20. HIV, or AIDS, around the world. Part of winning the war on terrorism is winning the war on poverty. We've had the wake-up call. If we stand by and watch Africa go up in flames, the price won't be paid solely in African lives. Bono. As of 2006, an estimated 39.5 million people were infected with HIV or AIDS. That same year, almost 3 million people died from this illness, making it an international epidemic for which there is no cure. Its most common causes are sexual activity or sharing needles with a person who has HIV or AIDS. The disease affects millions of people, including families, children, and entire continents. In Africa alone, this deadly illness kills more people than malaria and even war, with 58% of the victims being women. Already, the continent has 11 million orphans whose parents have died of HIV or AIDS. According to reports from the United Nations, HIV or AIDS is linked to poverty. Many men are forced to become workers in urban areas. They have sex with many different people, which spreads HIV or AIDS, while women are forced to become commercial sex workers to make money. The epidemic is affecting Africa's economy by causing it to lose many of its skilled workers and teachers. The problem is worst in sub-Saharan Africa. In the tiny southeastern country of Swaziland alone, 2/5 of its 1.1 million population are infected with HIV or AIDS. With so many people infected, the country needs to find ways to prevent the disease from spreading more. One such recommended method is male circumcision. Swaziland also needs to help the people who are already infected. International organizations have been helping to raise money and awareness around the world. One such organization is U2 lead singer Bono's Project Red campaign, which donates 40% of its profits from products such as iPods and clothing sold to first world consumers to fight HIV or AIDS in Africa.